Over the past several years, there have been several scientific studies about the power of prayer to heal. One of the most dramatic was published in 2001. In it, people in the U.S. prayed for women at an infertility clinic in South Korea. The study said that the women who were the subject of those prayers got pregnant at twice the rate as women who were not prayed for. The study has been largely repudiated, but why is it cited so often? Here's commentator Steve Waldman.
Why do people want scientific studies to prove that prayer works? Isn't faith by definition something that defies proof? You know, faith as in leap of? Actually, for most Americans, faith is not a matter of faith. What I mean by that is that most people believe in God because they believe they have some kind of evidence. Cold, hard facts. BeliefNet.com recently teamed up with U.S. News and World Report magazine to conduct a survey about people's prayer lives. 67% of those who responded to the survey said their prayers were often or always answered. Thousands of them wrote in with examples of how prayer had cured serious illness, avoided a car wreck, gotten someone a job, or helped someone get pregnant. Here's a typical one from the mother of a soldier in Iraq. My son was still not able to come home because the fighting was too intense. My son surprised me on my doorstep Thanksgiving Day. I know what an answer to a prayer looks like. Just as common were the letters describing how prayer had brought wisdom, guidance, clarity, or peace to the person doing the praying. Here's a typical example of a letter we got about a prayer that fits into that second category. After my son's death in 1993, I told God I could not go on living. The hurt was too much. God answered me in prayer one day, and he said, "Live each day as if he's coming back on that day." Well, that's how I've been able to cope with life from that day on. Now, I realize that you can hear these stories and think, well, those are just coincidences or a prayer providing a psychological coping mechanism. And I'll admit that these anecdotes don't pass scientific muster. My point is different. For these people, God is as real as the radio you're listening to now. They don't believe because they've taken a blind leap. They believe because they have seen or heard or felt something. I used to think maybe this was a modern phenomenon, but it was Martin Luther who said, "The less I pray, the harder it gets. The more I pray, the better it goes." Prayer, he was saying, in effect, produces results. And you can go back farther than that. After all, the Bible is mostly not a book about people who took leaps of faith. It's a book about people who heard burning bushes and saw waters part and witnessed lepers being cured. There probably is one more reason Americans are so fascinated by these prayer studies. Any honest believer will tell you that they also have moments of doubt. It's kind of like when I bought my car. I read all the consumer reports, scoured all the car books, even reviewed the crash safety test reports. I was loaded with empirical data and made a highly rational decision. But after I finally picked, I still wanted the car salesman to tell me I had made the right choice. It's not that I wanted proof. I wanted validation and vindication. In the end, I suspect these scientific studies don't drive people either to or away from God or prayer, but they do help those who believe to feel good about their choice.
Steve Waldman is the editor of BeliefNet.com.